Good morning. This is Dr. Leonard with Doc Leonard's Pet Pointers. Today we're going to talk about cosmetic procedures. The definition of a cosmetic procedure is usually a surgical procedure to change the look or function of an animal. Well, there's all kinds of things that we do to animals. Some people agree with all of these and some don't, but we're going to go over some of the things that we do. Removing dew claws on puppies. We remove the dew claws on puppies from two general groups, the hunting group and dogs that are groomed all the time. We do it for the hunting group because when they're out in the field pushing through the brush, they have a tendency to tear the dew claws, and then we have to suture them back or go ahead and remove them as adults, which is not much good. We almost always remove rear dew claws on dogs, no matter what the breed, because they don't belong there with the exception of St. Bernards and Great Pyrenees, and they're supposed to have them. That's part of their breed character. They get through the snow better with those two extra. They actually have two extra dew claws on the back. When we do declaws on puppies, we do them at 3 days of age. We do them at that stage. It's not traumatic to the puppy. They can't hear at that age, and they can't see at that age, so they don't recognize us later when they find out what we did to them. The next thing we do to puppies a lot is dock tails. Sometimes it's for breed character. Dobermans look really funny with a long tail, and Old English Sheepdogs really look funny with a long tail. And also, some of those long-tailed dogs have a tendency, especially if they have long hair, when they have a bowel movement, they have a tendency to get the feces caught in the hair, and then they ball up, and things get smelly as well as dangerous for the dog. So having a short tail sometimes is a definite advantage for dogs. Declawing cats. Boy, this is a big one. There are actually laws in certain parts of California that it's illegal to declaw cats. People ask me every day, do you declaw cats? And my answer is yes. However, I want to make sure you know what a declaw is. So stop and look at your hand. Okay? If you look at your hand where your nails are, the knuckle right below your nail is called the first phalanx. When we declaw a cat, we cut off that phalanx. So in other words, when we declaw your cat, we amputate all five of his toes out at the last joint, the first phalanx. If you're okay with that, knowing what that does, then I'm okay to declaw your cat. We recommend you do it about 3 months of age. At that age, again, because they're young and the tissues are soft, they heal really well, and most cats done at 3 months don't have any problems. If you do an older cat, it's much more difficult on them. It's harder on them. Some of them almost never recover from it, in the fact they have one claw that seems like it bothers them all the time or whatever. So doing an older cat is a lot more dangerous and a lot more painful for the cat. We always put those older cats on pain medications. Sometimes we put younger cats on them, depending on how they perceive it. Cropping ears. I'm not a fan of cropping ears. I had a Doberman that didn't have her ears cropped, and she looked a lot friendlier when she didn't have her ears cropped. She was a lovely dog and was not mean in any manner, shape, or form. They're done strictly for cosmetic reasons. There is no medical reason to crop an ear on a dog, only for breed character. If you show them, of course, they have to be. And believe me, I do not do croppings. Two reasons. One, I don't really believe in it. But more importantly, you have to have an artist's touch to do this. Otherwise, you have one big ear and one small ear, which probably is how mine would come out. I have no talent. Something you might not think about as being a cosmetic procedure, but that's removing an eye. Every so often we'll have a dog or cat that loses an eye, either from glaucoma or from an injury, an eye that simply cannot be healed. And it's much better for the looks of the cat and also for their pain comfort is to remove the eye. We simply suture the lids closed and they look like they go around with their eye closed all the time. Same thing is true in removing a leg. There are times when we have to amputate a leg on a dog or a cat. Believe it or not, dogs get along extremely well with a leg missing. So do cats. We actually have one dog named Lily in our practice that only has two legs. She actually won this year's Companion Animal Award for the state of Iowa because she has the greatest attitude in the world. If you have a disability in your life, you should get to know Lily, because Lily has two legs, and she is absolutely the happiest dog in the whole wide world. I'm going to stop there with cosmetic procedures and remind you of one more thing, and that is we still have our special on. Buy three doses of Frontline Plus, and you get one dose free. That nets it out at about $11, and I don't believe you can beat that price anywhere. I can't find it on the internet anywhere cheaper than that. So visit us at the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 243-2121, till I talk to you next week. This is Dr. Keith Leonard.